Hi everybody, and welcome to the Middle Aged Bloke podcast with me, Tony Pony. This podcast will be based around mindset, because changing your mindset really is a game changer. I was literally Mr. Grumpy Pants until I decided that this sucked. So I did something about it, and I want to share what I've learned with you, along with some conversations and most likely immature male humour. So get comfortable, have yourself a cheeky break, because I've said so, and let's dive into it. Hi everybody, and welcome to another late episode here on the Middle Aged Bloke podcast. Apologies again for being a little bit late. I'll be honest, I've had a few health issues this week and it's slowed things down a lot for me this week. So I do apologise that the podcast has gone up late. So I think I've decided what I'm going to do is the podcast will go up when it goes up, because at the moment it's always one thing or another with being absolutely busy, crazy at work. Or last week I've been, and this week I'm still poorly with my chest. It's now causing other problems. So the podcast will get out when it gets out at the moment. So I do apologise, but bear with me. And if you follow it on Spotify, you can get a notification. So when they do actually go up, you'll get notified straight away. So again, I do apologise for that. So this week, as I said, I've not been very well. I'm suffering with pain down the side of me at the moment. I'm not sure what it's come from or anything like that. But anyway, I'm going to the doctors next week. I spoke to them at the start of the week and I had to wait 2 weeks before I could actually be seen. So next week, hopefully I'll have a few answers as to why I'm not feeling the best. But we'll wait and see anyway. Other than that, I've been getting soaked with all this wonderful rain that we're having. It is awful, isn't it? It's just bloody awful. I don't know if you've got any rain wherever you're listening from, but in the south of the UK, we are being pummeled at the moment with just rain after rain. And I'm currently sat on a cliff top, not because I'm going to go off the edge or anything stupid like that, but because it's a hell of a view. I've just been to do a site visit after finishing work this morning. My boss asked me to, so I said, yeah, all right. And then I thought, oh, well, I'll do the podcast in the car. And then I've been sat here for 20 minutes trying to get the laptop to work because it was having absolutely none of it. But finally, it did get going and now I can do this podcast. So that's great. But I'm currently looking at Poole Harbour, Brownsea Island, Bournemouth Beach, and you can see the coast all the way along. And it's really, really stunning. It's stunning, this area. And I thought, do you know what? This would be a great place to just sit, relax and do my podcast. And good for my mindset as well, just looking at this view. But you could, like, from where I am, you can see how waterlogged everything is. It's like the cows in the field below me. And it's just like, it's like a mud pit. It's like Glastonbury Festival after a weekend where it's been raining and everyone's been walking on it. It's, I mean, if there were pigs in there, they'd be in their absolute element. It's really, really bad. And it's meant to rain continually for the next 10 days, apparently. It's just going to keep coming. All the rivers have burst their banks in this area. There's floods everywhere. Fields have become lakes. And it's just a bit of a pain in the backside. But anyway, that's how my sort of week's gone. I had my wife's birthday. Well, I'd say I had my wife's birthday. My wife had her birthday. I joined her with it. But she had her birthday in the week. So I took the day off work and we went out for the day. Kids went to school and I took her to like some of her favourite places. And she's just very, very, she was just very, very pleased with her day. You know, went to some of her favourite places to take some photos. She did her usual thing of taking her crystals and that to charge them up at the beach. She took her new oracle cards to charge them up as well. Probably some people are listening to it saying, what the fuck are you talking about? I'm not even going to try and explain because I'll be here all day. So yeah, we had a really nice time. And then it kind of inspired this week's podcast, actually, because I've sort of really been talking about what you can and can't do. And I sort of thought to myself, I've gone a little bit off track of what I am also doing. And then, like, for example, on Tuesday, when we went out for my wife's birthday, we did things that were just very good for us, you know. Not like we went out for a bit of lunch, but then, like, you know, we went to walk on the beach. We, you know, my wife put her feet in the water. We just talked, we strolled, and we just talked about things that were, I guess, just magical and good for your mindset. And even like when I started to have problems with my side in pain, we called it a day. We said, nope, let's go home, relax. That's what the body's saying we should do, and even things like that. So, but one of the things that we did do, now you may or may not have heard of this, but it's called Kalegoin. Now, I heard what Kalegoin was from when I watched a video with a guy called Kyle Cease. And My wife first told me, she said, oh, well, this guy called Carl Sees talks about Kalago in, and I think you'd really like him, but maybe we should try doing some Kalago in. And I, in my head, I kind of had this image of, like, you know, a couple of hippies with maracas kind of dancing around. And that's what kind of, just because of the way it's pronounced and said, Kalago in, that it was some kind of dance or ritual, but actually it's very much not. And what Kalago actually is, when you want a Kalago, is imagine looking into the future and role-playing it. It's kind of a bit like a role-play. And, for example, we walked along the beach the other day, and we said to each other, should we Kalago? I was like, yeah, okay, let's do it. So what we then do is we say, we pretend at that point it's now 2 years into the future. Or it could be any day. It could be 6 months, could be 3 months, a year, 2 years, 10 years. And then you pretend where you are at in 2 years' time. And you talk to each other about it, and you discuss things that have happened and things that you're happy with. And it sounds a little bit bonkers, I know, but I guess the best way to explain it, you know, like if you were with a partner and you were role playing for fun, it's kind of like that, but without the naughty bits. It's very weird. And the first time you ever do it, it's really, really bizarre. And you feel so awkward and silly because you're like going, yeah, so I've just been on my fourth holiday this year, and I've got my new car. I'm really enjoying it at the moment, and I had to take it in for his first service, you know, stuff like that. And you think to yourself, this just feels a bit silly. But then actually, when you start to do it, you start feeling really better, much better, because you kind of, once you've done it three or four times and start to just play along with the game as such, you actually do feel a lot better for it. And we did this on Tuesday. We haven't done it for a little while, and we had a great time, and we just strolled along the beach to Kalago in about 2 years' time, and we'd moved back into Poole Town Centre, like into Poole area near the beach, which is what we wanted anyway. And we were both doing very well. The podcast was doing great. My wife's business was thriving. And everyone was very happy. And then we kind of role-played this and pretended that one of the houses by the beach was ours. And you actually walk away from it feeling quite good. You feel a bit positive and a bit like, oh, that could be us. What if that was us? And I think that's really, really good for your mindset. I think that's really good for your overall well-being, just having that vision. Now, I'm all for somebody when they say, you know, stop living in the future, stop focusing on the past and live in the now. I'm all for that. This is really just a role-playing situation, not in a way where, I guess you do want it to become a reality, but you're not stopping living now because of that Kalago. You're just looking at it as that's how you want your future to be, and imagine what it'd be like if it was, and let's just pretend. For the next 10 minutes, let's just pretend it's real and this is happening and this is our life. And it's surprising how you do actually feel better. So what I'm suggesting is that just give it a try, you know, just for fun. Find somebody that you can have this conversation with. They'll probably think you're absolutely nuts when you ask them to do it. When my wife first asked me about doing a Kalago, honestly, I was like, oh, and I was sort of cringing inside going, oh, this is going to be awful. You know, I feel so silly. But then you got to realize you'd pick the person to do it with that would play along, you know, that would actually, you know, see it or at least kind of for you would play the game so that you could enjoy it. And it would just be interesting to see if you got along with it, because I would recommend everyone doing it once in a while, because instead of just having that vision in your head of what you would like your life to be, you do pretend to actually have it. And yeah, it's just a lot of fun, and it is really good. So that is a thing that I thought this week I would mention about that kind of worked really well for me. And my wife actually said to me, we need to make sure we do this a little bit more. We do need to make sure we Kalago, because it's good for your mindset. It's good for, I guess, especially when you do it with a partner, it's good to both be on the same sort of path. Because I remember my wife, she said she did her first Kalago with me the other day, like when we were walking, the first one she did. And she said to me, you know, I really hope that is real. And I was like, I could totally see that being real, you know, for her. I was like, I could absolutely see that what you're saying will become a reality. Because, you know, when you're talking about it and you get all hot and bubbly inside about it and you're like, oh my God, I really want this. I want this. That's what I want my life to be like. It's just really good for you. And she was just like, really? And I was like, yeah, I can really see that. And then you could feel the excitement come off her onto me, towards me, and then it would bounce back and forth, and then overall it just became a really positive bit of fun, but really positive conversation that we both walked away from thinking, this is great. I feel really great about this. So yeah, just give it a go. And if I haven't explained it very well, just go and look up a chap called Kyle Cease and some of his old stuff. And he talks about Calegoing and how it is actually quite a lot of fun. And, you know, it can be quite good for you. So yeah. The other thing I was going to sort of talk about this week, only briefly sort of drop on, was I've been sort of looking about where I wanted to take the podcast and the direction it's going to head. And I do think I want to stick around the kind of things that we can do to make our lives better on a mindset and a overall well-being, mental health kind of way. But I also want to make sure that I'm talking about things that are very much based around the middle life, things that we would do middle-aged, and whether that could be work-related or it could be finally ticking off things on your bucket lists, could be hobbies that you've got into, it could be general health, it could be things that you're suffering with. Like now, you know, I said to you, I've had some pretty poor health over the last few weeks, and you know, I think they are things that we should talk about as people in our 40s and 50s, because the more I look into it, especially with health, for example, I'm very much like, I'm not alone. There are thousands and thousands and thousands of people talking about online. I only have to Google whatever it is and it will come up with, you know, whether it's Reddit and all these different sites where people asking these questions or the same things of what I'm feeling or pain that I've got or injuries that I get, because that's something else that something I should talk about at some point is injuries. You are so much more prone the older we get, especially into our 40s, to injuries. We pull muscles so much easier and we lose our balance a lot easier and stuff like that. It's just really silly things. So obviously I just wanted to give people more of a heads up when they're tuning in that at some point, you know, I am going to just start talking about random things that may have absolutely nothing to do with mindset but might be related to being a middle-aged man, which is what this podcast was all about anyway. And I think I've focused a lot on the kind of mindset, and although I think that's really great, I do feel like I need to incorporate more and more things, and I will add them as the weeks go on. One of the things that I keep getting asked about at the moment is people are looking to change their careers all the time because they're unhappy with their career and stuff like that. And people keep coming up to me and asking me about, for example, is it worth being a HGV driver? Again, that's something I'm probably going to talk about in a couple of weeks, which I know some people might go, well, that's got nothing to do with my mindset. And maybe not, but it might just give people an idea to kind of just go, do you know what? I'll give something a try. I will just give up what I'm doing and move on to something else and learn how to do some other career. And I think that's what a lot of people are at with when they're coming at me about HGV, or some people have come at me and said, oh, I'm thinking about doing my motorcycle license. Should I do it? Stuff like that. But they're things that really interest me. And I think there's a lot of, especially men in their middle age, are like, okay, I need to do these things before I get to an age where I can't do these things. And actually these are probably very, very important to them. And again, hobbies is probably something I'm going to touch on again, and general men's mental health. So these are all things in the pipeline of coming up on the podcast in the future. So anyway, back to just sort of ending the podcast up and just saying, Calegoing, get on there, have a look online, find out exactly what it is, but try it with a friend, a partner, see if they're up for doing it without making fun of you. And just kind of experiment, pretend, even if you just do 6 months and talk about, act as if you are on that day in 6 months' time and what's happened in your life, what has changed, what's going really well, and what are you happy about? And you just talk about it, whether you've got a new car, new job, you've had a child, you've got married, whatever it might be, and just play the game with somebody and just honestly see how you feel at the end of it. I'll be gobsmacked if you don't at least feel a little bit happy, giggly, silly, and just sort of letting your hair down a bit and having fun with it. I mean, you could go really wild and go 10 years' time if you really want. I haven't gone that far. I think the furthest we've gone is like 2 years. So it's definitely worth a try. Anyway, on that note, I'm going to get going because I need to go home and I need to get this edited so I can get it posted up for you guys. And I shall speak to you all very soon. So I'll be back next week at some point. Obviously, I'm not going to say which day because at the moment it's so up in the air all over the place. But I will get more podcasts out, I promise. And hopefully we'll grow this channel. Make sure you find me on social media. You can find me on the Middle Aged Bloke Podcast on Instagram. And any questions you want to put on there, or even suggestions of ideas for me to talk about, or my views on things, I'm happy to do that if you want to drop me a message on there or comment on any of the pictures that are on there. So anyway, have a great week. Stay dry if you're in the south of the UK and getting wet. And everyone else, have a great time. Take care. Bye-bye. Love to all.